Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tuesday, October 21st, 4:02 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Team 980. It is a Tuesday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. You're tapped into the youngest in charge, Lanell Willingham, alongside super producer Anthony Haney. We got a full show today for you guys. We'll take you up to 7 o'clock. Number to call us, 301-230-0980. If you want to keep the conversation rolling with me on social media, a very, very easy thing to do. It is at NELL_BTP. I will say this, because I have read all of the comments, and I'm actually going to pull up our Instagram reel from yesterday that has gone quasi-viral, is how I would describe it. Hey, Mac, you would get a kick out of this. Yesterday, a part of the rant that I went on has gone a little viral. We're at 24,000 views. We're at 842 shares. We're at 156 comments, 1,173 likes. I say all that to say you all have some very passionate thoughts about whether or not the big Achilles heel with this Commanders defense is scheme-related or player-related. I enjoyed the back and forth. I didn't respond to many of those tweets, many of those Instagram comments. But I do know, based off of what I read, a lot of you all are torn about whether or not you think the Commanders' defensive issues are scheme-related or personnel-related. I think after having a little bit of time to rest on it, after having some time to be calm about it, I guess, I think we can both be right with this. I think the issues that the Commanders have defensively, there are some schematic changes that can be made, and I'll give you all the numbers on this here real quick. The Washington Commanders in week number 7 did not blitz as often as maybe they should have. But if that's your number one gripe, that's not really a scheme issue. I think this is where we got confused yesterday. The reason I go so hard in the paint about you all complaining about scheme, because the scheme of a defense is 4-3, cover 3, cover 4, coverages, things that, no disrespect to you all as fans, I'm pretty sure, even me, I don't know what they want to be schematically. I'm not a coach or a player for the Commanders. I'm not, even Logan Paulson, somebody that we'll have on the program later on here this afternoon, even he doesn't know necessarily on a down-in, down-out basis who they want to be schematically. But if there's one gripe, like I continue to say, if there's one gripe that you all have with Joe Witt that I actually agree with, I do think they should be more aggressive in terms of trying to get after opposing teams' quarterbacks. That is their best way, in my opinion, to stop people. When your secondary struggles the way that Washington's does and has over the course of the year, how do you ease that worry? How do you ease that concern? You impact the other team's quarterback, something that Washington hasn't been able to do. I told you I wanted to go to the numbers from week 7, though. This past Sunday, in terms of blitz percentage. In week seven, the Washington Commanders blitzed at the 17th highest rate in the National Football League, meaning they were bottom half on the pressure scale in terms of blitzing. In a game in which you're going up against the Dallas Cowboys in that high-octane offense, in hindsight, I would say probably not enough. And the numbers go even further. In week number seven, first of all, shout out to Zaire Franklin and the Colts leading the NFL with 35 pressures, right, as a team. Washington had 9 as a team in week number 7. I know these numbers probably sound totally asinine, but I didn't watch the Colts game. Anthony, I know you did, in part. They had 35 pressures? You think it credits them with 3 sacks on the evening. But 35 pressures is what NFL Pro is crediting them with?
I think he threw the ball like 48 times.
So that makes sense.
I think that does check out.
They had 35. Packers had 26. Denver had 20. Washington, in terms of total pressures as a defense in week number 7, had 9. They are one of 6 defenses that recorded single-digit pressures this past week. And when you consider how often Dak Prescott dropped back, 31 dropbacks throughout the game, only 9 pressures is ridiculous. So if you all want to holler and scream about scheme when it comes to that stuff, I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. I just don't know, man. Something's got to give with this Commanders defense. We'll try to get to the bottom of it as we roll throughout the show here this afternoon. As I mentioned, Logan Paulson going to join us coming up in the 5 o'clock hour at about 5:30. We'll pick his brain about what he is seeing with this Commanders defense. We'll also talk about this Washington Commanders offense, a group that I would say the best way I can describe the Commanders offense right now, 7 weeks into the season, considering the attrition that they've dealt with, they've been good. They haven't been good enough. That's the best way that I can categorize what we have seen from Washington offensively, right? They've been good, and even statistically, right? They have been good. They're scoring the football. They're pretty efficient in the red zone. Their area in which they've struggled with, and we all know it, right, has been third down. But from a points per game standpoint, Washington is 9th in the National Football League in points per game, despite Terry McLaurin having no impact this year, despite Noah Brown having no impact this year, despite Jayden Daniels missing 2.5 games of football. They're still a top 10 scoring offense in terms of yards per game. They're 13th. So this Washington offense, there are some things you can hang your hat on, right? There are some things that you can hang your hat on, right, if you're Washington offensively. But as we know, this side of the football, that side of the football for the Commanders was expected to lead this group this year, and the bottom line is they haven't done enough, point blank. But here's where I stand when it comes to the 2025 Washington Commanders. Here is where I stand when it comes to where this group sits at 7 weeks into the season. Despite all the venom that I spewed yesterday over the better part of 2 hours, despite what we saw on Sunday for 60 minutes, this group is not totally dead yet. They're not. It doesn't look good. I think everybody that watches this group on a week-in, week-out basis can tell you, hey, it's a little slow right now for us. But they're not totally dead yet. They're not. And I'm willing to give them a lifeline, I guess is the best way that I could put it, because I believe in the leadership. I believe in Dan Quinn as a head coach and a leader of men. I believe in Bobby Wagner as a long-in-the-tooth linebacker, but more importantly, a leader on the field, but more importantly, off the field. When you go through adversity like this as a football team, the best thing that you can do is self-reflect. That's the best thing that you can do is self-reflect. Guys straight up got to look themselves in the mirror and decide, hey, Which way is this thing going to go? You got three more games, if I'm not mistaken, before your bye week. Three more games before the bye. Seattle, Detroit, Miami. Those next 3 weeks will define your season. But the beautiful part about this is they have all the ability to control how this actually goes. And I know what folks are going to say, and we'll talk about the injury situation top of the 5 o'clock hour. But I can't help but watch the Detroit Lions last night. Monday Night Football, nationally televised game, in front of the whole world. They got Nick Whiteside. Nick Whiteside out there as their starting corner. And their defense, not missing a beat. Their defense stymied Tampa Bay to one of their worst performances of the year. They're dealing with injuries all over the damn place. Defensive tackle in the secondary. Now, they've been relatively healthy offensively, but anyone that follows the National Football League understands the injury situation in Detroit. I go look Sunday Night Football. The San Francisco 49ers, they're without arguably a top seven defensive player in the sport, talking about Bosa. They're 5-2. They're figuring a way out to win. They're figuring it out offensively. Ricky Pearsall in and out of the lineup. Juwan Jennings in and out of the lineup. Brandon Ayuk hadn't even laced his cleats up yet. George Kittle been in and out of the lineup, yet they find a way to win. That is what I am begging for from the 2025 Washington Commanders. I'll give it to you. You have been absolutely ravaged by injury. I give it to you. What are you going to do about it? Because guess what? No one gives a damn. You know who really doesn't give a damn? The Kansas City Chiefs. If you think Big Red and Pat Mahomes are thinking about your injury situation, feeling bad for 1 second, you're going to be in for a rude awakening come 8:15 p.m. Eastern time on Monday night. The 2025 Washington Commanders are not dead yet, but it doesn't look good. They have to look themselves in the mirror and decide which way is this season going to go. Are we going to feel sorry for ourselves because we're nicked up? Or are we going to come out of the corner swinging? Because right now your backs are against the wall. You have fell to 1-4 within the conference. And right now, if you had to inject me with truth serum, you don't look like a team that's going to make the postseason. But that can change as soon as Monday night. That can change as soon as you make that trip to Arrowhead. Because I said Sunday in Dallas was as close to a must-win as you can get. Monday night in Kansas City, another game that's not necessarily a must-win, because if you lose, guess what? You're 3-5, but your conference record stays the same. It's not hurting you from a playoff positioning standpoint, but you got to get this one Monday night in KC. You have to. And I know you're going to be without Dorrance Armstrong. I know this pass rush is lacking. But Dan Quinn said this yesterday, and he said this after the game. When you have the injury situation that Washington does, some folks are going to look at it as a bad thing. If I'm Jacob Martin, if I'm Jazan Newton, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking at this as an opportunity to go out and make a name for myself. I'm not feeling sorry for myself. I'm not looking forward to the offseason. I'm tightening up my chin strap. I'm smacking myself in the helmet and get ready to go. It's go time, man. This is October. It's the regular season. All bets are off. The name of the game is win. Doesn't matter who you have. I know the deck is stacked against you. I know you may be without your starting quarterback, your franchise player on Monday night. Who the hell cares? Brock Purdy has been in and out of the lineup all year for the San Francisco 49ers, and they're 5-2, one of the best records in the NFC. How are we going to respond to the adversity? Thus far, we haven't responded at all. We've lost two in a row. Will they respond on Monday night against the Kansas City Chiefs? That is the big question. Just getting rolling, though, here on a Tuesday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. You're tapped into the youngest in charge of Willingham alongside Anthony Haney. We'll take you up to 7 o'clock. When we come back, I want to take a look into what changes can be made from a personnel standpoint for this Washington Commanders defense. Everybody's hollering about scheme. How about we take a deep dive into the Commanders' personnel at this point, and we'll go through some changes that could be made. That's next on the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
301-230-0980 is the number. Right here on this Tuesday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. Lynnell Willingham, Anthony Haney taking you up to 7 o'clock. If you want to keep the conversation going with me on social media, easy thing to do. It is at NELL_BTP. Former Redskins tight end Logan Paulson going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. He is one half of the Take Command podcast with Grant Paulson. You can download that wherever you get your podcasts, it is on YouTube as well. Always enjoy listening to Grant and Logan day after a game. And Logan's going to give us some time coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll ask him some of what we're about to chew on right now, man. I think as we continue to talk about this Commanders defense, I think there are some difficult questions that need to be answered. But before we get to those difficult questions, have a roster move, folks. Dorrance Armstrong officially placed on injured reserve, and the corresponding move, so uninspiring, by the way. You know what the corresponding move is, Ant? Jalen Holmes signed as a free agent. I am not trying to say that I am a better evaluator of talent than the Washington Commanders are, but I don't know how you can watch Jalen Holmes play defensive end and think that this is your best option. I swear to God. And I'm not, I get it, right? We're down a bunch of different dudes, right? It's difficult to go out and bring somebody in that ain't been in your scheme or system before, but damn, it's defensive end. How much or how long does it really take to get up to speed? Learn the stunts. Learn to send pressure responsibility and get your ass on the field. I'm Googling it right now because I need to know. I need to know. Available NFL defensive ends. Because there's no way we really went back to the Jalen Holmes well. I had a private conversation with myself about this exact thing happening. And I said that I would not come on the air and act a fool about it. But are we for real right now? And I'm looking at the list of people that are available. And it ain't a super inspiring list. But my thing is this. You didn't necessarily have to bring in another defensive end. And that's how I look at this. You could have brought in another defensive tackle and used your defensive ends, or defensive tackles rather, as a big end. I'm about getting the best football players on the roster possible. That's what I'm about. And I just don't know at this point if Jalen Holmes fits the bill for that.
I mean, it's funny you say that because last year that's what they had to do to try to slow down the run. We seen Deron Payne out there on the edge. So, I mean, I like the way you think, but
you see what I'm saying, though? Like,
I see what you're saying, but maybe they think Jalen Holmes is, you know, better suited for that.
I mean, more power to him. More power to him. We'll see. What I do know is this. If I see them play him inside a defensive tackle again, I'm going to call for Joe Witt to be fired. Stop putting him at D-tackle. He's not a three-tech. He cannot hold the point of attack. He can barely hold the point of attack going up against light-ass offensive tackles. What makes you think that he could bump inside and play defensive tackle? I don't agree with it. And I think the tape backs up what I just said. But that's here nor there. There's one other nugget that I wanted to get to. And Ant-Man, I don't know if you saw this. This is from our pal Ben Standig. Make sure you all check out Ben Standig's Substack. He tweeted, along with a link to his Substack, want some good news? Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel are set to practice this week. That is from Ben Standig. Now, I don't know where Ben's getting that from, but for Ben to go put that out, you know what I'm assuming? And hopefully I don't make an ass out of you and me. I'm assuming that 17 and Deebo Samuel will be back on the practice field. What does it mean as far as their status for Monday night against Kansas City in a game that you gotta have? I don't know. I do know this. Terry has yet to even practice in a limited capacity to this point. Deebo, I was expecting to come back. I thought they used Sunday as like an opportunity to rest, get him ready for this stretch that you're getting ready to go on. The Terry McLaurin thing, first of all, both guys will be welcome additions back to the lineup. But I have maintained the same sentiments about Terry McLaurin. I do not want him back on the field until he is 100%. Because this is the type of injury, when you talk about a soft tissue injury, that can linger for the entirety of the year. And I don't want that to be the case. But will I welcome him back to the lineup? Sure. Am I thrilled if he's back in the lineup and not 100%? No. Just is what it is. It just is what it is. I didn't know if you wanted to chime in because you're looking at me like, well, you're not wrong.
To be honest.
I hear you.
But, I mean, I've been hearing you say, like, we got to have it on Monday. I mean, I think Deebo, Terry, like, they will be instrumental pieces for us to, you know, get a win on Monday. I think Kansas City's top five team in the NFL now that they're fully staffed.
There are some folks out there that think they're the best team in the NFL.
Hey, look, they might
Someone out there does.
But even if we don't win Monday, Linnell, I don't think we're through. I don't think we're cooked.
And I just said, yeah.
Yeah, you're under the impression, like, we got to have it. Like, we don't have to win on Monday. Now, if we lose to the Lions, we lose to the Seahawks.
No. You lose to Detroit and Seattle, your season's over.
Yeah,
you cannot make the playoffs in a tiebreaker scenario with six conference losses.
Yeah.
But technically, to your point, it's the NFL. Anything can happen. We said it yesterday. I will reiterate it here again this afternoon. At this current juncture, Washington's best opportunity of making the postseason is by way of winning the NFC East. And I continue to, you know, feel that way. And as long as you're able to stay within two games of Philly, because you play them twice down the stretch, I think you're fine. That's a really interesting point.
I mean, we've been here before.
We have. This is not the first time.
This is not.
I remember, you know, 2020, even in 2020, when we limped our way into an NFC East title. You had to win that season finale game against Jalen Hurts in the Eagles. I remember in 2012, 3-6, had to rattle off 7 in a row. 2015. You were in that similar situation. I know you brought up 05.
05, 07, 05, we started 5-6, finished 10-6. So, like, again, like, yesterday when I heard everybody, you know, bitching and moaning about, you know, oh, the season's over this, and, like, granted, I understand, y'all, like, it does not look well. Like, the season does seem to be slipping away. But at the same token, we're not cooked all the way just yet.
We're about medium well right now, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
We ain't totally cooked.
We're not done yet. So I'm not as far as like you guys were like yesterday. Like, and that's why I let y'all, you know, have y'all, you know.
You did have very little to say session. Yesterday. You had very
so
little to
like,
say
all
yesterday.
Right. And then like now today, mm-hmm. it's good to hear Linnell say, ah, we're not cooked just yet, y'all.
We're not. So I believe that. I want you all to start lining up on the phones, though. 301-230-0980. I'm going to give – this is a dangerous thing to do. I had to argue with Anthony all morning to even allow you all to be able to do this. So thank me for this. I want to let you all chime in and put on your coach's hat for a second. Y'all say y'all know so much about scheme, so much about personnel. Put your coach's hat on for a second. What personnel changes would you make to this Washington Commanders defense? What changes, period, would you make to this Washington Commanders defense? 301-230-0980. Because the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, he alluded to the fact that after Sunday's loss in Dallas, changes may be on the horizon.
Yeah, well, look, like I said, tonight we're really digging in on some more to find it, Nikki, and see, you know, what changes could be there for us. But before I get into, you know, I want to go through everything and take all the information and then make our decisions from there. So, but I am looking for more consistency, that's for sure.
Consistency needed, changes could be on the horizon. 301-230-0980. What changes would you make from a personnel standpoint to this Washington Commanders defense? 301-230-0980. I'll tell you which specific changes I would make next here on the Team 980. 301-230-0980 is the number. I want your opinions on this. Everyone's hollering about scheme. I'm saying it's a personnel issue. What personnel changes would you make to this Washington Commanders defense? Everyone wants to bench Marshon Lattimore. I've seen people talk about benching Mikey Samuels still. What changes from a personnel standpoint would you make to this defense? I don't want to ask your schematic changes that you would make because I think that would make you all sound foolish. But if you want to chime in on that as well, go ahead. 301-230-0980. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Listen, there are a couple of question marks that I have with the defense. If you're talking about what positions warrant a change potentially, I would start with corner. Now, I am on the record. I would not bench Marshon Lattimore. That is not a move that I would be comfortable making because I think him and Trey Amos are your two best corners right now. That's just how I feel about it. Now, I know what everyone's going to say. Damn, Linnell, are you not seeing Marshon Lattimore get burnt up in coverage? And David Aldridge had a hell of a line earlier this afternoon when he joined Brian and JP on The Fan. You can't be close at the cornerback position. And Marshon Lattimore has been close. But we talked about this morning. When we're reevaluating what happened on Sunday against Dallas, I don't think, while we were all angry yesterday, and we deserved it, right? They put on a piss-poor performance. We got the right to vent. I love hearing from y'all. It's a family thing here. But you got to look yourselves in the mirror and go, hey, are we that bad? Or was the other team that good? The Dallas Cowboys are a top three offense in the National Football League. At some point, you got to give the other man credit and shake his hand and go, hey, bro, you beat me. On some of these deep shots from Dakota Rain, I think you got to just look at Dak and go, hey, bro, that's a hell of a throw you just made. You know what I'm saying? On the deep shot to George Pickens, Marshon Lattimore's right there. Now, I'm not saying that's good enough, because obviously you want to see him finish the play. But I don't think he is far off, talking about Marshon, from being an actual benefit, a plus to this defense. And I know that is going to ruffle some feathers. I know there are some folks that are going to vehemently disagree with what I just said. That's just from my vantage point. And I'm not claiming to be smarter than the next man. This is an opinion-based industry. That's my opinion. I think Marshon Lattimore is actually closer to becoming a positive for this defense than being benched. That's how I would look at him. And I think Dan Quinn was asked about Marshawn yesterday and said something similar. But in terms of what personnel moves we would make, we should make, I would consider playing Jonathan Jones more. I'm not saying totally bench Mikey Samuels still. I'm saying you can have a rotation at corner. I think the three guys that you've put out there and that have played the majority of the snaps, talking about Mikey, Trey Amos, and Marshawn, I think the two, they have not played well enough. Trey has. But Marshawn and Mikey have not played well enough for you to just completely put Noah Igbinoghene and Jonathan Jones on the back burner. I just don't think they've played well enough to warrant Jonathan Jones and Noah Igbinoghene not playing at all. But the Marshawn Lattimore conversation is interesting to me because I think a lot of people look at him as public enemy number one as to why this Commanders defense is where it is. Here is the head coach, Dan Quinn, yesterday on Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah, I thought the first PI at the end, you know, just playing back towards it, and he knows that. And I think it might have been the first drive, Howard, to go. Like part of playing corner is, you know, like life outside, throwing the ball, you know, high and outside. And so knowing the right techniques and how to play that. But he'll get there, man. There's plenty of them that also went really good in that space too, Howard, for him. So this is not a one coach, one player, you know, meetings that we're on tonight. It's how to collectively do we do our thing better. And so that's what I've been digging in on hard. It's a challenge, but it's also fun as hell to go through to say, all right, how do we find us at our best and putting people in the right spots and digging in there as a coach and as the players too. You know, what more can they hit on to meet the standard that we've set for ourselves? So I kind of think of it as this big collective thing to say, all right, how are we going to do our parts better?
Yeah. And I know some people are going to be like, oh, it's coach speak. What the hell else is he supposed to say? That's why I continue to like, I'm speaking from the player's perspective when I talk about it ain't a scheme issue, rather, because I think the guys aren't executing the scheme they're asking them to run. But I know what that's going to be met with. Well, why don't you change the scheme? Why don't you simplify it? I don't know how much simpler you can make what they're doing defensively. If I'm being real, they're not disguising a bunch of looks, which is honestly a problem. Because when you're mixing and matching between man and zone, that could be to your benefit if you could disguise stuff pre-snap. But we don't have the foot speed to travel from one place to another at the snap of the ball. We don't. Corner is definitely a spot, though. I would be playing Jonathan Jones and Noah Igbinoghene. They would be in a it would be a rotation for me right now at corner. Marshawn Lattimore would not just play 100% of the snaps. Mikey Samuels still would not just play 100% of the snaps. Trey Amos, he would. He's earned that. He deserves it. Safety. Since he has been acquired, and I think this will be his third game coming up. Talking about Darnell Savage, and he played against Atlanta. He played against the Chargers.
I think it's gonna be
fourth game coming up. I think he has gotten better each and every time he stepped out on the football field. One of the changes I would make from a personnel standpoint, he would be one of my starting two safeties. I don't know who I'm pulling. I don't know if it's Quan. I don't know if it's Revo. I can make the argument that it should be both. I can make the argument that both of those guys should ultimately get pulled the way that they've played. And do you give a cat like Tyler Owens an opportunity? And I know I was hard on him yesterday, but I was for S's and giggles. I would be playing Darnell Savage a lot more. He's earned it. Every time he is on the football field, he is making positive plays for this defense. That would be a change that I consider at safety, would be pulling Quan Martin or Jeremy Reeves for Darnell Savage. And if I'm being real, I'm not trying to like walk the tightrope here with this and play both sides of the coin. I don't know who I pull. I don't know if it'd be Quan or Revo, because both of them have had their individual struggles. And then the big thing that I know a lot of us want, there needs to be more snaps for Jordan McGee. I don't know how you do it. But as a coach, this way I want to get on coaching, I'm going to get on the coaches, you have to find a way to put your best 11 on the field as often as you can. And based off of the flashes I've seen from Jordan McGee, he may be one of your best 11 defenders on this defense. He plays with his hair on fire. He plays to that commander standard that they're talking about, the running and hitting. He ain't tiptoeing in his Jordans. He's flying downhill trying to knock somebody's chin strap loose. We need more of that on this defense. So more snaps for Jordan McGee would be a thing. Now, how do you do it? That's the tough part. Because I know we're all tough on Bobby. But if you think they're having communication issues now, wait till they take his ass off the field. And there's not a coach on the field. You may see more communication mistakes. I know Bobby's value. I think there's no dollar value that you could put on it. But I do know this. He should not be playing 100% of the snaps. There are certain down and distances. There are certain situational moments throughout the football game where it would clearly benefit you to be playing Jordan McGee over Bobby Wagner. Now, what we don't know is this. How well does Jordan McGee study film? How dialed in is Jordan McGee Monday through Friday when they're working on their game plan? We don't know that. We don't know that. And then my final change that I would make to the defense, and this was before we found out the news of Jalen Holmes, a defensive end needs to be signed or you need to play your big five defensive linemen lineup more. Eddie Goldman and Javon Kinlaw starting at defensive tackle with Payne opposite Jacob Martin. That would be the four that I run out there in my base defense coming up this week. I would be lining up Kinlaw and Eddie G in the middle, and I would have Jacob Martin at one end because I think he's done a good enough job and can set a strong edge, and I would have Payne at the other defensive end spot. Point blank. Point blank. Now, they're playing at defensive end. I don't know what it's going to be. I know DQ briefly mentioned that yesterday when he spoke about their plan at defensive end and how they plan on dealing with the loss of Dorrance Armstrong. They got to do something. Because, look, I ain't going to sit here and act like Dorrance Armstrong is a Pro Bowler, all-pro type of player. I personally think his impact is not felt enough on a down-in, down-out basis, but you got to do something. Here is Dan Quinn on how Washington plans to address the defensive end spot.
Not yet. Nikki, Adam and I are going to visit right after we're done here and kind of put the next steps in order of what that looks like. It'll likely be, you know, some combination of, you know, like we did in the game, some other guys moving out to play on some early downs. But one thing I know from Adam and his team, though, we're also going to look and see, you know, what other options are available for that. But, yeah, it's a big deal for us. So we're trying to dig into that. But we haven't explored what it looks like just yet.
My plan, their plan is bringing in Jalen Holmes. I don't agree with that at all. I don't think he's a good football player. I don't think he is an NFL defensive end. I just don't. Now, who's
– could it be a short-term plan, though?
Could be, because I don't know
just
the health.
Just get a body in there.
Just get a body in there, one that you're familiar with.
Yeah.
This is why you're here.
I mean,
the voice
I,
of reason on the show.
Yeah.
The voice of, I'll give you that. I want you to line up on the phones, though. 301-230-0980. If you're getting the busy signals, because we got full lines. Coming up on the other side of the break, your calls. What personnel moves would you make defensively to fix the big issues right now in Washington? Your calls next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Lines are locked and loaded here on this Tuesday edition of the Burgundy and Gold. Today, Youngest and Charles and Noah Willingham alongside Anthony Haney taking you up to 7 o'clock. It is a Tuesday, so you'll get a fresh installment of Nail Super Six Pack coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. We'll also take a spin around the National Football League as well. Coming up at 5:30, former Redskins tight end and co-host of the Take Command podcast, Logan Paulson, going to join us. We'll get his thoughts on where things currently stand with the Washington Commanders. Right now, what we're taking your calls on is this. Yesterday, we had really passionate discussion about whether the defensive problems were more of a schematic issue or a personnel issue. And we just went through it, the personnel changes that I would make to this Washington Commanders defense, a rotation at corner, Darnell Savage getting more snaps, maybe a sprinkle of Tyler Owens or Percy Butler, for that matter, who had a tremendous game as a special teamer this past Sunday. So I do want to give him his flowers for that. More snaps for Jordan McGee. And you just got my ear with the numbers on Jordan McGee. 22 snaps. That was this past week.
Yeah, he played on 33% of their defensive snaps.
The most he has played all season long.
No question.
By far. Is that a trend or was this game plan specific? Because he's the one that I really look at and go, what are we doing here? And it's because, not because I think Jordan McGee is some all-pro linebacker. I can only believe what you tell me, Holmes. You told me you had big plans for Jordan McGee. You told me he was a part of the solution moving forward for this Washington defense, and we haven't seen enough of him, point blank. But enough of me, I want to get to you at 301-230-0980. Lines are loaded, so we'll try to be quick on this. Give me about a minute on what personnel changes you would make to this Washington defense. Anthony in the leadoff spot. What's going on, Ant?
Hey, what's good?
What's going on, brother?
So, I'm all right. So, other than situationally for Bobby Wagner, I don't really care about the personnel changes. I'm going to tell you like I told Coach Sheehan this morning. This is what I would do. So, earlier you mentioned Detroit. You mentioned Frisco. You mentioned KC. Now, KC and Frisco, no, KC and Detroit both got game records and number 95 in Hutchinson.
Mm-hmm.
But along with that, they also have solid defenses. So they're able to maintain because they can keep the score respectable and allow their offense to do what they need to do. So and the same with Frisco. Even though Warner and Bosa are out, their defense is still solid and can keep them in the game.
So let me just say this real quick about the defense. Three of their first four drives ended in six plays or fewer. So, like, I'm wondering offensively, are they doing enough? Are they holding up their end of the bargain to make sure the defense is in best position possible?
What did I tell you the other week?
Mm-hmm.
I told you it was almost guaranteed when we score their very next possession, they're going to score. Did I not tell you that?
We scored a touchdown in the first quarter. They had a field goal on the next drive. Yeah, I do hear you on
and
that.
When we scored before halftime.
They scored, right?
They
yeah.
do.
Seven, they 35 scored. Seconds, so, 72 yards.
Exactly. So the point is, because we don't have a game record, we need to be blitzing, getting off the bus.
Yeah, I agree with that, and I appreciate the call, and we got to get to some other dudes. But we gave you the blitzing numbers at the start of the show. Washington in week seven, and this is, if we're talking about coaching issues that I have, it's the number one thing I was annoyed about. You blitzed at the 17th highest rate in the NFL this past week, and you had 9 pressures. One of 5 teams that had single-digit pressures on the weekend. Can't happen. Can't happen. He did bring up a good point. We need a game wrecker up front. And that's not a Dan Quinn problem. That's not a Joe Witt problem. That is a Adam Peters problem. Do you think they've done enough to look at this front seven and go, yeah, it's good enough? You need a game wrecker for this defense to be able to function at its highest. And you had opportunities to go get that game wrecker. You could have traded for Trey Hendrickson. Point blank. Would you have rather traded for Trey Hendrickson or Deebo Samuel? Looking at it in hindsight. I'm asking that question without having a bias towards one guy or the other. I think it's a valid question. Because if you had a legitimate game wrecker up front, it mitigates and eases all of your problems in the back end. Dallas has never had a good secondary, but they've always had Michael Parsons. They had Tank Lawrence opposite of him. That's what I think this defense needs the most. It is a badass difference maker in the front four. Daryl is in Columbia, wants to chime in. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Linnell. Yeah,
yes,
I'm going to be real quick. Man, this is my list. And I think it is scheme. And I do think that it's coaching.
Mm-hmm.
I think if Salah was coaching our defense right now, he would get better results than what Witt is getting, and so would Flores. Jonathan Allen is playing much better.
You're talking about arguably the two best DCs in football, though.
Absolutely, but
we don't have that.
Well, let me give you my list.
Uh-huh.
This is what I would run. I would run a 34 base. I would put Payne and Kinlaw at tackle. I put Golson over center. And my 4 linebackers would be Luvu on the outside with Coho. And I would put McGee in the middle with Wagner. And I would put Sandsteel at corner, Amos at corner, and Lattimore would be at safety. He is playing better now that he's older. He can play better looking at the quarterback, and my other safety would be Savage. But they did the same thing, and my nickel would be Jonathan Jones. But I'm going to tell you, man, Lattimore is just like Rod Woodson and Ronnie Lott. Not to that level, not to that skill level, but I'm talking about when he loses a step, when them players lost a step,
they were different.
They put them in safety, and their career was just as good.
I think that's an interesting point, Daryl. I will say this to push back on the notion of going to a 34. We don't have the interesting, I get to use one of my buzzwords. We don't have the personnel to run a 34. You need a big, hulking defensive nose tackle. Deron Payne is not that guy. Javon Kinlaw, maybe. But, like, Kinlaw and Payne in a 34 would be defensive ends. That's what I think y'all are confusing. A 34 is 3 down linemen, 4 linebackers, 2 inside guys, and 2 guys that hang over the edge and act as pseudo-defensive ends, but they can drop in flats and give you pass coverage responsibilities as well. Them moving to a 3-4, I don't think that's the solution because I think your run defensive issues would remain. You wouldn't have a guy that can eat double teams on the inside. Now, I think at linebacker, if you were to run out there with Luvu, Wagner, Keho, and Jordan McGee, that interests me. That speed, that's downhill play, and pass coverage would be a nightmare, though. But I don't think we can run a 34 front, guys, because we don't have the nose tackle to do it. Think about who our nose tackle was when we ran 3-4 back in the day. Terrence Potrose Knighton. That was the guy that was the nose tackle in Jim Haslett's defense. And he actually was pretty damn good at it, right? We had Albert Hainsworth here trying to be a 34 nose tackle. He wasn't big enough to do it. It's not a sexy position. It ain't glorified. I just don't know if we got the bodies to do that. Now, at the edge rusher spot, at end, like, I would love Johnny Newton as a 3-4 end. I would love Deron Payne as a 3-4 end. We don't have the girth on the interior, in my opinion, to make that type of change. Mark is in Laurel. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on,
bro? I just want to say they let their best pass rusher go this all season, and the best defensive player they had, they sent to, I can't think of his name, he went to the Raiders. The most 2 impactful positions on the team is the quarterback and the pass rush. And they addressed the pass rush with Von Miller? That's insane.
I mean, it's no – the personnel – I don't care what kind of schematics you run. The personnel ain't just there. And you can't tell me the coach and the defense coordinator doesn't collaborate before each game to come up with a scheme. It's just the players aren't there. I'll take it off the air there.
Hey, you hit it right on the head, brother. Damn. 301-230-0980. That's spot on. That's the conversation that, like, I want to get into, but we're too early to do that. We're going to get into it. If the season goes off the rails, you can bet your ass, by hook or by crook, through hella high water, we will talk about Adam Peters in this offseason. Because when you put it the way that Mark just put it, do they do enough to address their ability to get after opposing teams' quarterbacks?
Who was available?
That's a good question.
Like this
who are the free agent ends that sign?
Was not that good. Like next year's free agency class, I think it's definitely there are going to be.
So
some
look,
names,
and I got some names for you: Harold Landry, Joey Bosa, DeMarcus Lawrence, who you refused to open up the checkbook for. He's cooking in Seattle right now.
No. He actually spoke on why he didn't come to Washington.
I think it was more of a money thing. I don't think they ever offered it. Like think about the deal that he got from them.
He said, let's go down the line. Us in Seattle. That's what he said.
Okay. Judon. Solomon Thomas, who's in Dallas playing inside right now. But to your point, though, Ant, it's not like you had a bunch of premier defensive ends out there. You just
that's what I'm saying.
It's like, a premier position. You're not going to be able to acquire a talent like that via free agency. Like, but they could have done better than what they did.
All I'm saying is that there are people out there, in last year's free agency class, they got paid. But guess what? They're probably not producing at the level that they should, you know, be producing at. Even if you look at a guy like Montez Sweat, he got paid at the right time,
the
dude.
Bizag.
And guess what? It wasn't a lot of talent in that free agency class. So I think Adam Peters more so just didn't want to overpay somebody just because it was a position of need. Nah, let us run the course. We might be able to, you know, land somebody in the draft.
We might
be able to get somebody next free agency. But again, this is year two of a rebuild.
Is that a no on Joshua? I'm giving you another name. I pick up what you're putting out, but I'm bringing you another name.
Is he living up to the contract that he got? I have not heard Joshua's name all year. Come on, bro.
It's a good point.
They brought him there to wreak havoc.
What about making a big time swing for a Trey Hendrickson?
Hey,
I'm just looking. Hindsight's obviously 2020. We're playing Monday morning general manager right now.
Yeah, but they also draft capital. We also didn't have a lot of draft capital.
We had it to give away for Debo.
We didn't give up much for Debo.
We didn't. I'm asking you though. We made some sizable trades this offseason.
We did.
And Laramie's been great. I have no qualms about the Laramie decision. He's playing like a top five tackle right now in the NFL. But like, if anyone out there is looking at this front four and going, damn, there's less than to be desired from a game record standpoint, they were counting on Dorrance Armstrong to come in and wreak havoc. And I think the numbers show that Dorrance's impact is greater than what it actually is, in my opinion. I don't think you feel him on a down-in, down-out basis. Don't give me the sack numbers. How many quarterback hits does he have? How many times is he putting pause on the quarterback?
He had pressures last year, though, and he just wasn't getting
them. They weren't impactful pressures at times either, though. The pressure metric to me is sometimes BS because they don't tell the whole story.
I don't know. For what we're paying Dorrance Armstrong to go out there,
the contract,
I think he is doing a phenomenal job.
When you think about the contract, he's
outperforming that $15 million per year contract, no question.
I'll give you that for sure. 301-230-0980 is the number right here on the Burgundy and Gold today. Top of the 5 o'clock hour coming up. Logan Paulson going to join us. When we come back, though, I want to run through the rest of these calls. What personnel changes would you make to this Washington Commanders defense? And then we'll get into this. Would the season be considered a failure if Washington doesn't make the playoffs? Or does the injury situation give them a valid excuse? That's next on the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.